I have more stories to tell too, but let's see. Who would like to speak next? Mr. Frank, would you like to tell us a, give us a witness?
I'm not going to let him off on just the gentleness since you started on this show. Larry, so that you don't feel too uncomfortable, you want to switch seats and whoever's talking will sit next to Jim? Because I can see you kind of like, okay, I'm pretty scared. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Take my seat. How you doing, Mr. McBride? Okay. We'll see. We're going to put you through the test tonight, Jim. That's a big one.
My heart's
running. Heart's running? Okay.
I'm sure he has the answers.
Okay. Love?
Oh, yeah.
Joy?
Praise the Lord.
Two for two. Peace? Three for three. Patience? Yeah? All right. You guys don't even have to answer. We'll let him answer. It's just self-reflection. Kindness? Kindness? Okay, well, ask them then. Kindness? Okay. All right. Generosity. Neighbors? Haven't missed any yet, Jim. Faithfulness. We'll take Bob's word for that. I'm going to tell you a story about faithfulness today. Gentleness? Gentleness? He never had to discipline you, did he? In a beer. And self-control. Yeah, I think you're 7 for 7, Jim. That's pretty good.
I'm just talking right there.
All right. That's all of them. That's the fruit. And Jim just exemplifies that fruit. I first met Jim after a Teens Encounter Christ retreat a few years back. And these young high school kids were telling me about this Tuesday night prayer group that they went to and this Bible study that they went to. And how incredibly awesome it was. These were high school kids, okay? And they invited me up to the friary to experience this Bible study and this praise and worship. And I got up there, and there was this crazy little priest, and then there was this Italian priest along with him, who's a whole other story, and then there's this frail little old man, and then there's all these high school kids. And I was just amazed that these high school kids were drawn to this group. These three, Father Jude, Father John, and Jim McBride, were not the guys that I thought high school kids would be drawn to. But then I listened. And that was 10 years ago. That was 2000. I started to listen. And I started to listen to this frail old man 10 years ago. And this incredible message that he just had and just exuded, this faithfulness and this gentleness and kindness and peace and joy. And I saw why these high school kids were drawn to this group and to this man and to this priest, these priests that we know very well. You are a blessing to them. They've all gone. I don't know that I'm in touch with any of those young people anymore. They're all out there somewhere, but you touched their lives. You made a very, very big difference in their lives. And you continue to touch our lives. I'm sure Ed's going to talk about the men's group, so I won't talk too much about the men's group. But you continue to touch the lives of many, many people because of your faithfulness and your desire to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. I've never known you to run low. I can't even imagine that. I think the one time I came over your house and he was really sick, that was the lowest I had ever seen him. And you rebounded from that. You were sick.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't a matter of being short on spirit. You were sick. But any other time, I've never known you to be anything but spirit-filled, and I am very, very grateful for that. I speak on behalf of a lot of those high school kids, all of those high school kids whose lives you touched. They are also equally as grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.